Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and I hope you all had a wonderful long weekend last weekend for Memorial Day. You saw the Indianapolis 500 again. I'm sure you had a lot of opportunities to spend time with your family and friends, as I did. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, it was glorious. Got a little barbecue going on, and like you said, watched the Indy 500 and a lot of great NBA playoffs as well.
And Corey, how did that go for you?
It was great. Watched some baseball and then had some smoked ribs made by the father, so it was good.
Wow. And you, Stephen?
Yes. Great time. We had a party on Sunday with a couple of other couples, and I had a grandson coming in from Vegas to say hello, which was a surprise, and it was a great weekend. Great weekend.
Okay, glad. Well, I'm glad everybody else. I hope certainly you did, and of course, we have a special guest in Mike Bresnahan coming up to talk about the NBA and the Lakers and more, and you saw probably that Shohei Ohtani was the first player in Major League Baseball to reach 20 home runs, and he's the third player, I think, in Dodger history to reach it after playing 55 games.
Yeah, apparently he's going to take the mound again soon as well, but interestingly enough, the odds-on favorite for our MVP is still Aaron Judge.
Aha! In the American League.
In the
American,
yeah.
And, of course, you know, Clayton Kershaw had a successful outing, his last of outing he was out here. Gave up one run in five innings, I believe. His second outing. So that's, I would say, good for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
trying to find some extra pitching here.
Six hits, you know.
And guess what? Terry Bradshaw stuck up and said the Steelers' interest in Aaron Rodgers is a joke. And who better than a Steeler to come up with that?
Yes, right? Terry Bradshaw can be quite cantankerous when it comes to his Pittsburgh Steelers. But yeah, he's not a fan either. And also, Cristiano Ronaldo seems after he got pretty much a Brinks truck full of money to play in the Saudi League is now upset, and maybe we'll see him in MLS. Maybe
I don't know where he's going to go, but he's leaving a ton of money behind. I'll tell you that. All right, we're going to be back with We'll See About That and our special guest right after this message. Stay tuned. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers, but the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we are back. We'll see about that with our special guest, Mike Bresnahan, who has returned for a second round with us during the NBA playoffs. And Mike will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. Well, if you do remember, Mike was on our show here a while back when we were discussing, I think it was right after the Luka Doncic trade, how that might affect the Lakers and their possibilities of getting to the playoffs. And, of course, you know Mike is the Lakers analyst at Spectrum Sports Net. And welcome back, Mike. And how do you like the playoffs so far? Pretty exciting, I think.
I'll tell you what, I feel like every round there's been a couple series where it's like, what is going on in the NBA right now? I mean, obviously there's only two series left because we're in the conference finals, but so many things have really fascinated me. You've got the ascent of the New York Knicks that could come to an end pretty soon here, unfortunately. I've been fascinated by what's going on in the Big Apple. It's been almost 55 years since they last won it, 1973. So about 52 years, excuse me. But you know, I'm kind of secretly rooting for them to get it done. They might have hit the Indianapolis brickyard there because it's not looking too good for them. Obviously Minnesota, they had a pretty fun run. That's over now. OKC looks so dominant. And Ron, it's such a template for what you do when you're struggling. You know, just probably about a dozen years ago, I would say, I was covering for the LA Times the NBA Finals where the OKC Thunder were in it. And they had James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
They didn't win at all. They blew up that team. They acquired a ton of draft picks. And now look at them just, you know, about a decade or so later. They are clearly, in my mind, the best team in the NBA. They're young. They're tough. They're tenacious on defense. I'd be shocked if they don't win at all, regardless of who they play in the finals.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel the same way. You know, you look at, you know, the record, and, you know, you may have your own personal feelings about the team and basically what the metrics will tell you. And, yeah, you know, they're 68-14 during a regular season.
Yeah.
They only lost 14 games. Now, yeah, I don't think opinion is necessary here. You know, you lose 14 games in the NBA, you got to be pretty good. And, you know, the other two teams that won 60 games were the Cavs, which I think were a big disappointment, and also Boston, which I think was a big disappointment, especially their defense.
And especially letting the Knicks come back, I think, what, three different times from 20 points down? Mm-hmm. I think the Knicks were definitely in Boston's head. I find it hard to believe that a team that gets that far, wins 60 games, can be so porous and have no answer to two or three different times when everything is at risk.
Tell you what, Ron, it's going to be a fascinating offseason. And here's why. What is Boston going to do? Jason Tatum goes down late in their playoff, very limited playoff run. He's out for probably close to a year. They've got some other really good young players there. What are they going to do to bridge the gap? Are they going to try to trade and keep the fire burning until Tatum comes back, maybe even the year after next? You know, what's Milwaukee going to do with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's been the loyal soldier there, helped Milwaukee win their first championship in 50 years a couple years ago? He presumably wants out, and I don't blame him, especially with Damian Lillard, who also suffered a pretty bad injury, is out most, if not all, of next season for Milwaukee. What are the Lakers going to do? My expertise over at Spectrum Sportsnet, they won one playoff game. I remember when I was on your air a few months ago, and you're right, it was right after the Luka trade. Lakers were playing great. It's like, okay, how far in the playoffs can they go? Can they get to the finals? Can they beat OKC? These were legit conversations back in March and even in early April. And here we are in late May. Obviously, they didn't get past the fifth game in the first round. They have some work to do.
Yeah, I would say a lot of work.
Yeah, I would agree on that too. What did you think, Mike, about that the Lakers, you know, obviously after the Luka trade, everybody was like, you know, this is a guaranteed final appearance here. Yeah. And we found out after the series was over, if the Lakers were ingloriously exited from the playoffs, that LeBron had a knee injury. Was that injury more serious than the people were led to believe?
No, it did happen in their last game. So they were going to be done either way. If they pull out game five at Crypto.com Arena, I was at that game. Had they won it, okay, they go back to Minnesota for game six. LeBron was going to be out. I mean, that's like a 6 to 8 week injury when you have a sprained MCL. So they were not going to get out of the first round unless some sort of basketball miracle took place. I think the bigger problem is for the Lakers, what are they going to do defensively? Luka Doncic, not a great defender. Everybody knew that. So gifted with the basketball. Playing defense is not his forte. His backcourt mate, Austin Reeves, another guy, 20 points, 5 or 6 assists every game, and not a good defender. So I feel like the Lakers, the problem for them is they're way over the salary cap. They're going to be really limited what they can do financially during the offseason. They're going to have one slot where they can give one player about $6 million. Which is good money to all of us on this podcast, except the problem is in the NBA next season, the average salary will be more than double that, probably about $13.5 million. So they're going to have to make some sort of a trade, and they do have some expiring contracts to bring in a top-flight center and hopefully a defensive-minded guard, because those are definitely two things that they lacked in their brief playoff run.
Well, I kind of have an interesting take too. You know, I think when Doncic came over, you know, there was a real need for him to kind of settle in because this is the future. You know, we're going to give him the ball every night, and he does his stuff one on one. He doesn't give the ball up very well. They don't have a big man to protect the rim. And when they tried to trade their number one pick, Connect, which I thought had a pretty good rookie season, they pretty much took him off the map when that trade fell through. They were limited, I think, in being able to cover Minnesota in that first round. I don't know. I just feel like last year's draft that they had went for naught, you know. And what are the – like you say, you got salary cap problems. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do to acquire a big man? You need a big man. You need a guy in the middle who can protect the rim and rebound.
Someone like Anthony Davis, maybe?
Well, yeah, that might have been, you know, that might have been the answer. But, you know, obviously it's not anymore, you know. So I don't know. I mean, what are they thinking?
Yeah. I mean, it was, okay, you trade Anthony Davis and Max Christie, who was a pretty defensive-minded small forward shooting guard. You trade two really good defensive pieces to get Luka. I think you do that trade 10 times out of 10 if you're asked about it today. The Lakers got 6 years younger in the star department. Anthony Davis is now 32, Luka Doncic 26. I feel like the Lakers probably hit their ceiling with the LeBron James, Anthony Davis lineup. You know, they're probably going to finish sixth, maybe fifth in the West with those two. That would have led to a tough first round matchup regardless.
Yeah.
Luka really opened up the door. I mean, he is so unpredictable, so fun to watch, so skilled in everything he does, whether he's shooting threes, finding teammates, finding Jackson Hayes, their de facto center, after Anthony Davis was traded, finding Jackson Hayes for lobs and easy dunks. The problem is, though, and you guys nailed it, defense. Like, you trade Anthony Davis and Max Christie, what do you do defensively? They have that trade in place that you alluded to, Ron, for Mark Williams from Charlotte.
Right.
Lakers did not like what they saw in the physical, and so they said, no, I mean, we're nixing it. He would have helped for sure, but whatever physical ailment they found, and it never really came out exactly what it was, they had to say no to the trade. And to your point, Ron, Dalton Knecht, he kind of disappeared for a few weeks after that. This is a rookie. He was doing pretty well in L.A., got shipped out to Charlotte, got a phone call in Detroit a couple days after that while the Hornets were getting ready for their game that night. Said, no, come back to L.A. The trade has been called off. Think about that if you're a rookie in any league.
Yeah.
That's going to put you in the dumpster for a while. I still like him, but he probably is one of their main trading chips. How do they get better?
Well, I agree with you. I think he's destroyed at this point. And I think the best thing to probably do to give him new life and give them some hope to getting something in return would be to trade him. You know, I don't think there's much of an option there. You've pretty much taken down any of his thoughts about being a good player at this point. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be back with Mike Bresnahan with the Lakers analysis right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we're back with the We'll See About That, and Lakers analyst Mike Bresnahan here with us again. Mike, do you have anything else to add to what you think the Lakers might be doing here in the offseason?
Yeah, Ron, I mean, it comes down to math. You know, unlike you being a baseball guy, in the NBA you can't trade a guy who has a $200 million contract for a couple minor leaguers. And I'm over-exaggerating a little bit, but in baseball, it seems like there's very little limitation on when trades can be done. In the NBA, it's much stricter. You have to be within about 20% of each other in the salaries that are exchanged. So if the Lakers want to chase a guy who's going to make $35 million next year, they need to get up their salaries to close to $30 million to acquire that guy. All right, math lesson has ended for the day. How do the Lakers get up to that number? Rui Hachimura, he's going to make about $18 million next year. He's an expiring contract. That's attractive to a lot of teams. Gabe Vincent, a defensive-minded, decent shooter off the bench for the Lakers, he's going to make about $12 million next year, maybe $13 million. Add those two up, boom, you're at $30 million. Add Dalton Knecht, the rookie from Tennessee, who we've already talked about earlier in the pod. He's going to make about $4 million next year. So they don't have a lot of youth. You know, Dalton Knecht really is kind of the intriguing chip that they can send away. They also don't have a ton of first-round picks to trade. They're limited in what they can do. Right now, if they want to make a trade, they can only deal one first-round pick, and it is a good 5-6 years from now. So they're going to have to find a team that's maybe a little salary cap-strapped. Maybe they don't want to pay some players. I've been saying for about a month now, Miles Turner, the center for the Indiana Pacers, he'd be a real good fit for the Lakers. Can block shots, can hit threes. But the problem is, Indiana keeps winning. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent in a little more than a month. But what's not to say, the Pacers say, hey, we're doing pretty well with this team. We're going to break the bank and pay him, even though they're a small market team. But the Lakers put together Rui Hachimura, Gabe Vincent, Dalton Knecht, and a first rounder. That might get a trade done for Miles Turner if Indiana decides that they don't want to pay too much luxury taxes.
If his value would be definitely increased if they were coming off the title as well. Mike, what would be your grade for J.J. Redick this season?
You know, I like that question. Probably a B+, A minus maybe. And you have to take into context, first of all, the human element. Back in January, he lost the home he was renting in the Palisades fire. Yeah. Boom, basketball doesn't matter anymore. And yet he still showed up every day and brought his A game to the court, whether it was a practice or at games. He deserves a ton of credit for working through that situation. Even though it wasn't his house, all his stuff was in it. And his kids, he talked about a couple times, they lost all their memorabilia. And it was really cool to see guys like Steph Curry, Victor Wembanyama. After they would play the Lakers, they would sign a jersey and give it to JJ's kids. So off the court, you have to really take into account everything he was going through, starting right around the midpoint of the season. On the court, I liked what he did. For the most part, I really thought that he adapted on the fly. When the Lakers acquired Luka, completely retooled their offense. They were I've made this analogy on the air at Spectrum Sportsnet once or twice. They went from being like a ground and pound NFL team with two tight ends, a full house backfield, trying to get 3 yards a carry with Anthony Davis and LeBron James doing the work down low by the basket, to suddenly this three-point crazy team. Luka, obviously not afraid to shoot threes and pretty good at it too. And he really developed the Lakers kind of, I would say, catching up to the rest of the NBA by now shooting a lot more threes instead of going for the tough twos around the bucket. Again, JJ had to kind of assimilate Luka. Not a hard thing to do. He's one of the top five players in the NBA, but he had to retool the offense completely. I know JJ did not have a great playoffs. I think he'd be the first to admit that. I was surprised when he played all the starters in that entire second half.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Of game four. That was the first time it's ever been done. That goes, it goes all the way back to 1997-98 when the NBA first installed the play-by-play function, where you could see who subs in and who subs out. You go all the way back to that season, no team has ever played the same five guys the entire second half. So if it worked, He's a genius. He gets an A plus for the season because it didn't work. Probably an A minus, B plus in my book.
Yeah. Well, so much for load management, huh?
Right. I mean, it was surprising. There's no doubt about it. We were like, okay. I remember we were at the Spectrum Sportsnet studio and we're all kind of talking like, it's early in the fourth quarter when LeBron's usually on the sideline. Is he going to go out for a rest? No one's subbed out yet in this game. And it kind of tilted towards the desperation that the Lakers felt at that point. They were down 2-1. They were in Minnesota, really had to win that game. JJ went all out. It did not pay off.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. I know this is a tough question, and if you can defer if you like, but how much longer is LeBron going to play, and is keeping him around kind of keeping the Lakers from moving forward?
Yeah, ask away all the tough questions you want. LeBron's a really interesting guy. He'll be in his 23rd NBA season next year if he comes back. He has almost a $53 million player option. That's tough to leave on the table. I don't care how much money you're worth. $53 million is a lot of money. I think he will opt in. He's got about a month to figure that out. Assuming he does opt in, what next? Ron, he was so good up for the Lakers last season. If the stats, usually when you hit year 40, if you're lucky enough to hit your 40th year of age and you're still playing competitive pro ball, whatever the league is, by that time you've really tapered off. Okay, you look at the guys who have played in the NBA at age 40. Dirk Nowitzki. Vince Carter, just to name two, super gifted players. Those guys averaged like 4 or 5 points a game when they turned 40. Not LeBron James. He averaged up in the mid-20s. He was still handing out a lot of assists, still getting a ton of rebounds. I don't have his numbers in front of me, but let's say it was 24 points, 8 or 9 rebounds, 8 or 9 assists. That's quality production for a guy who's 25, let alone about to enter his 23rd NBA season, assuming he does come back in the fall. His defense wasn't great at times, but here's what I liked about him. After the Lakers traded Anthony Davis, LeBron stood up defensively. It was like a new player. Like all of a sudden, he was completely engaged. He realized the Lakers had lost a huge defensive part of the puzzle. He tried to put it on himself to help counteract the loss of Anthony Davis and, of course, Max Christie, too. And I feel like he succeeded in that. Did it fatigue him a little bit? Yeah, I think so. What more can be asked of a guy who's that age? Not much. I think he's back for one more season, and then I think he probably hangs it up. And I'm curious to see how it looks, because I got to be frank. I thought it looked really good this past season, especially when he stepped it up defensively starting in mid-February, let's call it that.
I mean, the man came in sixth in the MVP voting.
Yeah.
As a 40-year-old, 23 seasons in, and Ron, you had that great term. There's those guys, the bold face guys, the bold type guys, because every time a record comes up, he's either 1, 2, or 3. Yeah.
Well, there's look, I agree with it. The fact that he was able to put the numbers on the board at this age and play as well as he did, that's a huge compliment. I'm just a little bit curious. This is not something that you can move forward with, though. Those numbers are coming to a screeching halt.
Yeah, 24 and 5, is great for someone who's 25, but also maybe not great for somebody who's making $58 million a year.
Yeah,
correct. And the Lakers, they have to realize, and they will realize, LeBron, I think he's gone after this season. If he does come back, my personal opinion, I don't have that direct information or knowledge.
Yeah.
But once he does leave, it's going to leave a pretty big hole for them to fill. So, I'm sure it's like, wow, we can almost go shopping. They're still going to have Luka's contract. He has the decision to make in early August. The Lakers can offer him a 4-year extension, keep him here through 2030. I think he says yes to it. It's going to be interesting to see how they rebuild around him. I was at the LA Times when Kobe Bryant started to decline physically on the court. And they didn't really have a plan. I mean, I shouldn't say that. The plan, was to rebuild, stockpile draft picks, which they eventually traded for Anthony Davis. Right now, the Lakers don't have a ton of draft picks, so they're going to have to try to sign guys to replace LeBron whenever he does retire.
Yeah, well, I was interested also in J.J. Redick's plan in moving forward that they're going to be in better condition next year, at least in theory. And I think the finger was kind of pointed towards Doncic. You know, he looked like he was pretty wasted at pretty much every end of the game. And I know there's a lot when you have to, you know, carry the load. You know, when you bring up a ball every single possession, and it's centered around, you know, you dictating what you're going to do with it and taking the screens and moving around those screens, there's a lot of energy spent. And I do know that you lose something when you go down to the other end of the floor when you have to play defense.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think JJ's comment, which got pretty good play, that the team needed to be in championship shape. That was the quote, championship shape. I think a lot of people realized he was primarily talking about Luka. Did he single him out? No. Were there other players that maybe needed to be in good shape? Of course. but yeah, the Lakers definitely need to. And that was one of the rubs about Luka after he was traded. You know, it came out in a report. Maybe it was just a tweet from one of the Dallas reporters that, hey, Luka Doncic, you know, one of the reasons the Mavs are letting him go is because of the continual injuries, the continual conditioning battle. So what the Lakers have planned for that, I'm really curious to see. They're not going to talk about it publicly.
Of course.
That's for sure. But I'm sure behind closed doors, they're definitely talking a lot about how can we get Luka in better shape, not just for like up and down the court purposes, but to avoid a lot of these nagging injuries that have plagued him throughout his career. Keep in mind, when the Lakers traded for him on February 1st, he'd been out since Christmas because of a hamstring issue. So and he still had to wait a couple weeks before he made his Laker debut. So they knew what they were acquiring. The goal going forward for them, how do you keep him in shape and healthy? I'm fascinated to see what they come up with.
All right, we're going to have more NBA basketball and playoffs and Laker.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are really- and we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, MVP, and champion, Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and this week in Dodger history, 1979. 1 year before I was born, at Dodger Stadium, Dusty Baker, Rick Sutcliffe, Steve Garvey, Gary Tomlinson, Daryl Thomas, Joe Ferguson, and Davey Lopes set a team record by hitting 7 home runs as the Dodgers crushed the Reds 17-6. Where were you that game, Ron?
Well, I don't know. I think I was probably on the bench. I probably didn't play that game. But, you know, we were having a horrible year. You know, that was the worst year of the 10 that I spent as a Dodger. You know, we finished in third place, and it was brutal. We were out of everything by August, and this is one of those good games that reminded us that, hey, maybe we can actually do this again. But, quite a day, 7 home runs. Wow. All right, I want to skip forward. We've pretty much exhausted, I think, our take on the Lakers. I'd like to spend this last segment talking about the NBA playoffs right now, and the Oklahoma City took care of Minnesota 4-1, and one of those games they lost by 40 points. Okay, there's been a lot of blowouts in this playoff series, but throughout the NBA, but Oklahoma City looks like it's primed. I think they're willing. I think it looks like they're able to maybe back up their best record. The next segment, which is unfinished at this point, the Knicks and Indiana. Indiana's played great throughout. You know, they took care of Milwaukee 4-1. They had a tough series the next round, but they got through it. And Halliburton's playing great. You know, he's playing as well as anybody right now, including SGA.
It's kind of funny, Ron. There was an unofficial most overrated player award. I forget who handed it out, maybe ESPN or The Athletic.
Yeah, voted on by the players themselves.
Exactly. They did like an informal straw poll, and he was voted the most overall player by most overrated player by his peers. That was about a month ago. And I think he took that to heart. He's mentioned it in one or two comments post game in the playoffs. He's played incredibly well. And he's one of those guys who, he kind of has a weird start to the season almost every year. People who have him on their fantasy teams, he's always a first-round fantasy pick. They start to panic a little bit. Ooh, Halliburton had like 4 points in their game in Charlotte back in October. Yeah, I don't know what I should do. And sure enough, by the time the playoffs roll around, he is ready to go. And he is just so much fun to watch. Love his game. He's really, I think in my mind, establishing himself as a top 10 player in the league. And to me, Indiana turned about 2 years ago when they traded for Pascal Siakam from a disinterested Toronto team.
Yeah,
he just does a little bit of everything. We've already talked about Miles Turner, maybe a future Laker target once free agency opens at the end of June. Just good depth, too. I'm impressed by what they do. You know who probably is not impressed by Indiana? The NBA. They'll never say this publicly. They're thinking about ratings. You got the New York Knicks, the number one market for TV in the U.S. against the Indiana Pacers, who are market size, I looked it up the other day, right around 25. Whoever wins that is playing OKC. I looked this up too, market size right around 47 in the U.S. So you know who the NBA is rooting for, and they do take ratings seriously. I'll never forget the classic quote from David Stern about 25 years ago, maybe a little bit less. And he was said, this is when the Shaq and Kobe teams were dominating the NBA. And he was asked by the media, who would you like to see in the NBA finals? And he said, infamously, the Lakers versus the Lakers. All about ratings in the NBA, right? I'm curious to see if it's Indiana OKC, if market 25 versus market 46, what those ratings look like. Two fun teams. I'll be tuning in. I hope the rest of the country and NBA fans are too.
You know, if David Stern was still commissioner, if I would played on Indiana, I would not be ordering any room service because I'd be really afraid of food poisoning.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how that works in baseball too. There's nothing like a Yankee Dodger World Series. Enough said.
Those
are the markets. That's what they want. That's the best way to get it done. And these lower market teams, they're not going to draw the same attention. I know where they're headed, but I it does look like Indiana OKC, and you know that's not going to be a barn burner as far as the rest of the country looking on.
What, Mike, do you see any, I know a lot of, you know, punditry has expressed, you know, displeasure that, you know, there's not really a lot of star power going into these NBA finals, but do you see any emerging stars? I mean, SGA, I think, obviously, the obvious answer on my part, but do you think anybody is going to really go to the next level?
Yeah, if it's not Halliburton, I mean, Jalen Brunson's obviously a very gifted player as well. His father was a good NBA player, very solid, defensive-minded, backup point guard type. You know, Carl Anthony Towns, if the Knicks get to the finals, all bets are off. And they got to win three in a row to make that happen. I probably wouldn't put more than $10 on that right now, getting back 2-1 odds or 3-1 odds. Yeah. If New York gets to the finals and wins it, they're all going to be massive stars in the NBA. You know, Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns, Bridges, Anunoby. I mean, this city is thirsting for an NBA championship. Like I said earlier, 32 years since they've won it in the Big Apple. Excuse me, 52 years since they won it in the Big Apple. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. Ron, you talk about the Yankees. I feel like they win it like every 3 or 4 years. New York Giants have had their run. I don't even want to talk about the Jets because we all know they're a really awful franchise. How have the Knicks not won it since 1973, 52 years? Just unbelievably crazy. And if they do it, their whole team will be breakout stars.
Yeah, I saw that graphic too the other day. They were going through all the New York teams, I think. And there's been a real drought in New York.
Yeah.
You know, even the Yankees go back quite a ways now, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, the Mets are also knocking on the door. You know, they were in the NLCS last year. They are in first place in their – or second place in their division, but they look like a playoff team. So I think New York teams are continue, in, at least in baseball, to make it to the playoffs. And, you know, it's – you know, the Yankees do have, I think, the best overall pitching staff. That's from the latest metrics that I saw here not too long ago. But – yeah, it'll be interesting. But you know, the funny thing about baseball, and I'm sure it probably is the same for basketball and football and hockey, the teams that spend the most money, the biggest payrolls, 75% of those teams are they represent the teams in the playoffs. You got to spend the money.
Yeah, Ron, and that's, you know, I respect baseball absolutely. That's where I don't love. I grew up a Pirates fan actually, so consider my pain. It's been 30 years since they've been relevant with Barry Bonds, Andy Van Slyke, Bobby Bonilla.
Right.
I mean, they're a continually crushed small market financial team. Yeah. And I wish baseball would kind of catch up to what the NFL has done. And I think the NBA gets it right, too, for the most part. OKC is in the finals. We just talked about how they're in the mid-40s market size. They're in the NBA finals. In football, the Green Bay Packers have just as much money to spend as the New York Giants. I wish baseball would level the playing field somehow so that my lousy Pirates can actually make a move at some point in some decade over the next few decades. But I do like how in the NBA, even though it might kill them ratings-wise, we do have a very likely Indiana-OKC championship. And by the way, these teams are going to be good for years.
I believe you're right.
They have plenty of draft picks. They're not too. Indiana's got a little more cash up against the salary cap. They're a little more nervous maybe about paying some luxury taxes down the line. But OKC has tons of draft picks still. Do you know the trade that got them Shea Gilgeous-Alexander a few years ago? They gave Paul George to the Clippers. And not only did OKC get back Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, they got 5 first-round draft picks. 5 in addition to Shea.
Wow.
And they've only just started using those draft picks. They have a ton of draft picks to trade. If they somehow do not win the championship this year, I can imagine them packaging 3 first-rounders, 4 first-rounders. Everyone step on up. You know, you want to trade Giannis to us? Here's 4 first-rounders. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, this is Corey, producer. I had a couple things that I wanted to talk about. The base not switching like basketball or football was, like you said, ratings. They don't have to worry about the money markets not making it because with the big money that they get, they're allowed to pay those players. So I think the Royals made it, Kansas City Royals made it a couple years, Detroit makes it every once in a while, but most of the big teams in each of the seasons are from the big money seasons. And also, I was going to say, funny fact about Paul George, actually, the trade, is that Paul George has made, looks like, will make this year's championship run after all, because he was part of both the trades that ultimately led to these championship teams, like you said, with the OKC. But also, back in the day, Paul George got traded from to OKC, and they got Sabonis in the trade. The Pacers got Sabonis, and who ended up going to the Kings for Haliburton. So Paul George has left his mark on this playoffs.
That's a great call. I completely forgot about how he has helped the Indiana Pacers get where they are. Yeah, Paul George, who had a very underwhelming season with the Philadelphia 76ers, by the way. And, you know, I can't wade too far into the weeds on baseball because, you know, it's funny. I sit by Nomar Garciaparra at work. Love to talk to him about it. You have the Dodger Network and our Laker Network under the same roof. But I don't know baseball like I do basketball or even the NFL. So if I misstated something, I really need to take accountability for that.
It's okay.
But to me, I just love seeing the small market guys kind of fight. You know, Green Bay, already mentioned them. Obviously, in the NBA, we have that too. And I really like that. And again, it might just be the ire that I feel every year when I look at the standings and see the Pittsburgh Pirates, even though they have Paul Skeens. I mean, he's outstanding, obviously. But they're terrible, aren't they?
And the common denominator, though, you know, of all excluding baseball is a salary cap. Because now, I mean, there's a salary cap in all those sports. In the NBA,
correct,
we have the second apron where we have unrestricted contracts in the MLB.
Well, I think something will be done here relatively soon. Maybe it's the next labor agreement that comes up. But I think the fact that the Dodgers spent more than anybody else 2 years ago in the offseason, $1.4 billion, more than all the other teams in the in baseball combined. Small market teams aren't going to put up with that too much for much longer, I don't believe. As far as being a Pirate fan, hey, you got a beautiful ballpark. It's supposed to be the best ballpark in the country right now, man. Beautiful ballpark.
In LA, there's a beautiful ballpark 3,000 miles away. But that's my fault for growing up in L.A. Don't hate me, Ron. And
no.
I was a Steelers fan first.
Yeah,
and then I said, because they were good in the 70s, I actually went to that Super Bowl where they played the Rams at the Rose Bowl in 1980. And I was the jerk rooting for the Pirates at age 7 or 8, whatever, or Steelers at age 7 or 8. And that transferred to the Pirates, the Penguins. I like the Penguins. Does that help?
I love the Penguins. Absolutely love the Penguins. They're my favorite hockey team.
There you go.
Anyway, we're gonna have you back and recap what's gonna take place here in the next couple of weeks with the NBA Finals, and when we return with we'll see about that with Mike Preston.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're going to wrap things up with Mike Bresnahan and his predictions now coming forward about who's going to win the NBA championships. Who you got?
Well, Ron, Mike, Corey, I've had some problems with predictions this offseason, this playoff season.
So
I had the Lakers winning in five against Minnesota. I got the five part right, just the wrong team there. I did predict that OKC would beat Minnesota in five. I initially said four. Then I said, that's disrespectful. It's going to be five. So I'm kind of on a shaky branch right now. I'm going to take OKC in five, though. I think they're that good defensively. They have waves of defenders, bigs, guards, swingmen. Doesn't matter. I really think their defense is crazy. And watching them play in that decisive game in the Western Conference Finals the other night, I mean, they held Minnesota to like 10 points in the first quarter. I mean, it's ridiculous how good that OKC defense is. I don't think Indiana or really any team in the NBA, as you alluded to, Ron, they won 68 games during the regular season. They've been on this long, steady trajectory. Everyone says, well, you have to lose tragically before you can win the championship in the next year or two. I don't think they're going to lose tragically this season. I think they're going to kind of skip a few steps and win that NBA championship.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your analysis today. Great conversation with you. Okay, everyone, OKC is the
NBA champ. Well, hold on, Ron. We got to put you on record. Who do you have?
Oh, I like OKC. I'm going to go six, though.
So Mike's got OKC in five. Ron's got OKC in six. Corey?
I got OKC in six.
Okay, Steve?
Okay. I'm not even on. Yeah.
Steve, go real fast. What do you got? Come on.
No, I got an OKC in six.
Oh, so I'm going Pacers in six.
Wow.
Pacers in six, because I don't think SGA is going to get the kind of calls he's gotten so far.
Okay.
I think he will.
It could happen.
All right, Mike. Thanks again for joining us, and that's it. We'll see you about that with
thanks,
Mike Bresnahan. All right, Mike. Thanks again for joining us. Great show. Great talking with you. And that wraps it up with We'll See About That. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.